There's a new federal court program in West Virginia for veterans and drug offenders. It's an alternative to sending those offenders to jail right away. And one veteran probation officer says this program will save lives. For 43 years, James Lee was the chief probation officer in the First Circuit Court based in Wheeling. He's now retired, but is an outspoken proponent and played a part in organizing the new court program, the first federal drug court in the state that will address offenders in northern West Virginia. Lee explains the program is designed to give youth addicted to drugs and vets returning from the Middle East an alternative to prison.
Prison cannot in itself be the answer to our addiction problem. It has to be part of our overall system.
In the last 2 years in northern West Virginia, Lee has seen 290 young adults aged 18 to 27 die from heroin overdoses. 80 died in the Weirton area in the last 10 months alone. Lee says they need treatment.
It's called intensified supervision. We have eyes on them every day.
The program begins when offenders apply online through the U.S. Probation Office. And once approved, they enter an intensive probation course.
They have to go to treatment at our day report center every day. If they're unemployed, they go from 8 to 12. If they're employed, they go from 4 to 9. They'll also be drug tested 3 to 5 times a week.
Lee says that the idea is to supervise treatment to make sure an individual gets through it. Offenders have to appear before a judge weekly, then bi-monthly, then monthly. The program lasts up to 2 years. Lee says a similar state drug program has been in place in Wheeling since 2003, and that 9 out of 10 who graduated from the program have not been arrested 6 to 10 years after the graduation. Lee compares those statistics to those who are released from prison. 3 out of 4 reoffend within 30 days of being released. But this program isn't just for drug offenders. Lee says it's also a program for veterans, especially those returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. According to a report by the Center for Investigative Reporting, prescriptions for opiates like hydrocodone, oxycodone, and methadone have surged by 270% since 9/11.
I served in Vietnam. I was there 8.5 months in combat. These kids have gone there 4 to 7 times. People don't realize 4 to 7 times mean 4 to 7 years. And all the statistics says that 80% of them in combat will suffer from PTSD. And what happens when they come home is they beat up their wives, their moms, their girlfriends, or they go on drugs, or they drink. But instead of sending them to prison, let's get them the help they deserve for serving this country. Let's give them the opportunity to be successful.
A ceremony in Wheeling last week marked the opening of the Federal Drug and Vet Court Program. There, officials said, in addition to saving lives, the program should also save taxpayer dollars. State drug courts, officials said, have already saved the state over $20 million. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.